The end of August is always the hardest time for those associated with the National Football League. While it does signify the start of another regular season, the end of the month means hard decisions, dreams broken, and rosters trimmed.
It is a tough time, not only for you, but friends and family and everybody near and dear to you. For me, you make a lot of friends with some guys that won't be here, or, you know, even you might not be here. So it is a kind of tough time.
This is the time when every little detail is examined and gut-wrenching decisions need to be made. Decisions that impact a team's roster and can alter a player's career.
It's tough. You develop personal relationship with these guys, and you've seen them grow as football players, and sometimes you've even seen them grow as people. And when you get down to cut day, it's hard on everybody because it's hard to see those guys leave you when you spent so much of your hard time trying to improve them as football players.
Been around the guys a long time, worked together in OTAs and in different mini camps, and then, you know, get to a point where, you know, the numbers start cutting down. So there's a little bit of, you know, anxiousness to kind of see the outcome for the different players, and then there's a bit of anxiousness just for the opportunity that, you know, you can be playing against some competitors, and it's for the real deal in wins and losses category.
This year, the NFL eliminated the first round of cuts during the preseason, which puts all the more pressure on these final two preseason games. For players on the bubble of a roster spot, these are the last two chances to prove in game action their ability to play at the NFL level, a chance to show each player's value at their respective position and the all-important special teams.
A lot of those guys fighting for those last couple roster spots and even fighting to be active on game day, those guys separate themselves during the preseason on special teams. And we sit there and evaluate guys in special teams practices, but you're not going to hit, you're not going to cover, you don't want to get anyone hurt. But during the preseason games, special teams and how they show up on special teams can make or break a guy making a 53 or making a practice squad or even being active on game day.
Well, I think it's critical. You know, it's critical that they play well in the last two preseason games because, you know, not only are they doing that to try and make our roster, but the other 31 teams are looking also too. So, you know, you're auditioning for everybody in the NFL. So you have an opportunity to play well. It helps your chances not only here, but with the other teams in the league too.
The opportunity to wear an NFL jersey on Sundays is something few people in the world can ever experience. So when a player gets this close, only to get their dream broken, it can be tough to overcome. But every season, hundreds of players get cut, and many find a way to bounce back and become big contributors in the league.
I think that's one thing that keeps me going, you know, thinking about how hard it took me in the back door. I use that, the back door, you know. Everywhere that I've been, I took the back door to get to where I am today. I owe it to the people that stayed behind me and motivated me. So, you know, they kind of keep me on my toes, you know, to definitely represent and, you know what I'm saying, make them proud.
No decision is made without plenty of thought and studying by the front office and coaches. From the off-season workouts to the training camp to the preseason games, General Manager Rick Spielman and his staff use every possible moment to evaluate their roster, looking for that perfect combination of talent, potential, and the drive needed to be the best.
My thing is just try not to think about it. Each and every game, each and every practice, you leave everything on the field. And as long as you know you left it all on the field, then you can live with whatever happens.
You got to go out and play. I'm pretty sure it's there a little bit. But for the most part, it's just all about going out there competing and just giving yourself the best chance. Focus on the other stuff, then that kind of takes away from it. So the most you can do is just go out there and try to play yourself.